Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you on Sunday, September 3rd, Labor Day weekend, 2023, Kingsman, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen to You, Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood Part 2, For the Roadhouse, Sit, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Today on the show, we have three returning guests, two of which are returning to the show as champions. And I will say their names at this time. They are Jesse Joyce, Hallie Kiefer, and Gareth Reynolds. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Doug?
All right. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. He's back after his win in Pittsburgh, PA. It's Gareth Reynolds.
Hey, Doug and everybody. It's great to be here. I'm excited to probably not win this time, but it was fun to win once. That felt good.
Right? You'll always have that, you know?
Yes.
Like, I won once on Star Search, so I will always be a Star Search champion.
That's huge. That's now I feel that's enormous. That's those are big shoes. That's a shadow.
It felt terrible though, losing the very next week, and they taped two shows a day. So I went to lunch and came back and lost.
That's
so I didn't even get to feel like a champion for a whole week.
Awful. That is. I think that's the worst part about this business is like good news is immediately followed by the dread of bad news, which is looming. But to only have a lunch break to enjoy it.
To just sit there and like have to worry about the next time.
Yeah.
And, you know, just praying that Ed McMahon's going to say my name right.
Oh,
so,
God.
Where are you at now, Gareth Reynolds? Are you homish or are you on the road?
Yeah. No, I'm home for a minute. I'm back in LA for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Been gone a lot on tour. And I'm going to take advantage of the upfront plug offer and say I have a new podcast called We're Here to Help with my friend Jake Johnson, which is a call-in advice show. And that wasn't a smooth promotion, but
But here's how I'd say it in the future. I'd say,
okay,
my friend Jake Johnson has a show, and I'm on it too, and it's called You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I
like,
wanted,
start
but
with
I
the
wanted
most
to do
important piece of information. You threw away
well,
the
what,
Jake
what
Johnson
I,
part.
Well, that it's. I mean, that obviously is that's gutting to the ego. But I was looking for more of one of the, you know, like, hey, Doug, you know, I would take any advice on how to win today's episode. Oh, speaking of which, I do have a podcast called We're Here to Help, which is an advice show. I wanted to do one of those kind of. But you're right. I buried the lead by saying my name at all, really.
Yeah, let's pretend that you're not involved with it. And, you know,
yeah. Can we do some post on this?
You could be a pleasant surprise when people go to listen.
Yeah, a guest star, yeah.
I thought he was just recommending a podcast. He's in it.
Yeah.
Who, is your name first in the billing on the on all your
I think it
publicity
is, but,
materials?
But I didn't fight for it. But I think it is, which again is just to your to the point you're going for. Bad promotion. Not smart.
He's a humble dude. He's a humble dude.
Yeah, too much.
It makes you go, oh, there must be another Jake Johnson.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Oh, not yeah. That, yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. And people are like, I don't know how to pronounce his name, and that must be the second Jake Johnson.
Gareth, do you follow the directing careers of the two guys out there directing movies that are named Gareth?
No, I don't. Who are they? I don't even know who
I
they
think
are.
They're both British. One
they
of them
be
might
legally.
Be Canadian.
He's
but yeah,
not legally, that's
of,
not okay.
It seems like Gareth is a real filmmaker name for some reason.
Yeah, and I went into stand-up, so here
yeah.
we are.
Yeah, oops. Gareths are really like they're fucking Garys are out there. They're you know, they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
But Gareth, no. Gareths are special people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about me.
It's a theory.
I don't help it. Yeah, it's but a theory. I like it. It's appreciated.
Well, I appreciate that our next guest took time out during
nice.
Labor Day weekend. She won on a recent Zoom show and she's back. It's Hallie Kiefer. Hello,
oh, hello.
Hallie.
Hi. Thanks for having me back. Also, I was going to Google which Gareth, because now I'm not interested in the Gareths, but I'm holding off. I'm late. That's for later. A little treat for later. Which of the
I'll
two
be doing that later too, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the guy that directed the Raid movies, Raid and Raid 2, Redemption. I think his name is Gareth. And there's another filmmaker, a British guy that makes really intense movies, who's also named Gareth. So there you go. But I try to, you know, both in the live show and the Zoom shows, I try not to like look anything up during it. It's more like friends playing games and we all just sort of agree that I'm probably right.
Mm-hmm.
So Hallie, what if it's been like a couple weeks since we spoke?
Yeah. Nothing has changed. I will say I did I have a raccoon tendency where like if I'm walking around LA and there's fruit on a tree, I'll just take one and eat it. Mm-hmm. And I live near a fig tree that is full of figs, and a couple times I've taken one, gone home and washed it and then eaten it. And this time I, for some reason, just bit into it and I'm having like a very minor allergic reaction to, there's like sort of a sap when you pull a fig off a tree that I'm like, oh, I normally rinse it off. So at any point in time, I suddenly go dead silent. That's probably what it is. But other than that, literally nothing has happened until 20 minutes ago when I did the stupidest thing I could have done before recording a podcast.
I mean, you really should, like, 20, 30 minutes into it, just walk away and make us think something happened.
I look you a little know, scare, a little treat
like
at the end
fun,
of the podcast.
Yeah,
well, we'll see what
fall
happens.
Now. We're ready for Halloween pranks.
Absolutely. Yeah, spooky season starts now. I will say I went to Target 2 weeks ago, and they already had Halloween stuff. And I think they're like, we just got to – the people need something spooky. The people, you know – so I respect that, obviously.
Yeah, and I think kids, I mean, I don't know where kids are at with, like, the whole back-to-school thing, you know. It used to traumatize me that in late summer, even sometimes early midsummer, they'd start doing ads on TV for back-to-school sales, and, you know, just it was just traumatic because you didn't want to go back to school. Mm-hmm. But I don't know these days where kids are at with if they, you know, maybe because of the pandemic, they're just extra excited to still have school or be back at school.
Yeah, we gotta get some kids on here and ask them. You know.
Yeah, let's let's round up some children. There have been child guests on the show
oh.
You know, a few times, and I have to say the one that stands out was Dave Foley's daughter was he brought her on, just she sat next to him, but she played the games and she won. And she she was about 8 at the time.
Well, I'm probably gonna do worse than her, so.
Okay. Well, you did great in your first appearance. You took the whole thing and you won. So congratulations on coming back. And it's been far too long since our third guest has been here. And I'm glad he reached out because he's got a book he wants to tell everybody about. It's a book he read, as I understand it. He has nothing to do with creating it. It's Jesse. It's Jesse Joyce. Hey, Jesse.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good.
I tell you what, it took me a good solid minute after you said we're going to introduce everybody alphabetically for me to figure out that you're doing it by first name, which is an interesting choice.
Alphabetically that way. First name, because the idea is it gets everybody off balance right away.
Because you said, I'm going to introduce everybody by first name. I was like, oh, okay, so that's me. And then you went with the guy whose name starts with R first. And I was like, I don't know what alphabet we're going by. So anyway, thank you. No, I appreciate it.
I mean, being a Jesse Joyce, you're like, you're just right there.
I know. I'm in the middle.
Mid-alphabet for life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what kind of twist people put on it. But today was unusual because it's GHJ. So it was very close race. But
well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
In the end,
Doug.
It doesn't matter. In fact, it might benefit you. To be going third in our first game. But let's get to that in a little bit. First, we want to talk about your book.
Yeah, I did. I did write it. I did write
you
it.
You wrote
too.
It.
It's
why you're here to promote it.
Yeah. It's,
what's it called?
It's called Killing the Guys Who Killed the Guy Who Killed Lincoln. And it's a hilarious story. It's the subtitle is a nutty story about Edwin Booth and Boston Corbett. And it's about the guy, Garrett, I think you might be familiar with this guy, too. So Boston Corbett, it was a mad hatter who cut his own balls off with a pair of scissors.
Oh.
And then he's the dude who chased down John Wilkes Booth and killed him. And then that's like the beginning of the story, because then he goes way crazier. And then the other half of the book is about Edwin Booth, who was John Wilkes Booth's way more famous actor brother. John came from like an acting family of like kind of sort of the Douglases or whatever, or the Hemsworths or one of, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Yeah. Like he had like a real famous dad, and then Edwin was super famous, and then John killed the president. Nobody remembers any of them. So they're a pretty goofy group of guys too. So it is a comedic historic retelling of their stories. So, and it's available on Scribd. It's a Scribd original.
All right, and there's a free trial people could do?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and if you go to try.scribd.com/Jesse Joyce, you get 60 days free to read the book for free. So, it's a real hoot, I'm telling you.
I'll put the link in the Douglas Movies Twitter account so people can get there quicker, because I don't even... I got guesses on how to spell Scribd. S-C-R-I-B-B-E-D?
No, S-C-R-I-B-D. That's
okay.
Scribded, I think. S-C-R-I-B-D. So,
okay.
try.scribd.com/Jesse Joyce.
Oh, okay. J-E-S-S-E-J-O-Y.
Oh, yeah. Also, there's no I in Jesse. Fuck.
Yeah.
This is going to take forever. shouldn't be such a stickler about being alphabetical. Such a complicated...
I have a lady... woman friend who's Jesse with an IE, and a male friend you that's with the E. It's all very confusing.
Yeah. I think it tips people to assume I'm a lady because of the Joyce also, right? Being
right.
The last name. Like I think it's like one of those androgynous 50-50 kind of names. But absolutely. Then Joyce puts it 51% in the lady category. So people are kind of often surprised when I call a hotel to make a reservation or whatever, you know? So
yeah, no, you're really like, they think they're talking to like Harvey Fierstein or something. Your voice is so deep. but we should get you on. I have a show called Wide World of Dougs where we talk all about that stuff, about people's names and, you know, how they affect people. And before we play the games today, I would like to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of you, since there are recent winners, Gareth and Allie have been through this recently, ask each of you to recommend just one motion picture. It could be from, you know, anywhere. I'd rather it not be anything that, you know, is made by a struck company that's like not an old movie. You know what I mean? Some interesting discoveries, maybe even an independent film. But let's start with Gareth just recommend a movie.
Well, maybe you want to wait to watch this movie until we've, you know, David Zasloff has taken his head out of his ass. But I just watched Free Guy for the first time.
A good example is it's like, you know, it's the money still trickling in from it or whatever, but it's not, you know, current products.
Yes. Yes. And that movie was really good. That was like one of the better movies I've seen in a while. I really enjoyed that movie. So I would recommend Free Guy. And if you haven't seen I'm Sorry to Bother You, that's also like my favorite movie.
Well, you only get to recommend one.
Free Guy. Free Guy. Final.
Free
Final.
Guy is Free a Guy. Very, it's a good recommendation. That was one of those movies. I feel like that's one of the first ones I went back out of the house for, maybe.
Yeah.
Does that sound right, timing-wise?
Yep, I would think so, yep.
Yeah.
You were a Free Guy.
Saw it in IMAX, you know, in a fairly empty theater because people were coming out slow. But I'd say that was one of the movies that kind of contributed to people going back to the cinema. Of course, we all know that Nicole Kidman's the main reason people go back to the cinema. Yeah. But, if it wasn't for her leading the way, I don't know if it would have happened. All right. No. So Free Guy is Gareth's suggestion. Hallie, what have you got for us?
A movie that we just recently recorded on Ruined. That's not out yet, but we are doing a month of movies that are mine and my co-host Allison Leiby's greatest fears. And one of hers is Heights. So we did the 2010 horror movie Frozen, and the premise basically is that three friends get stuck extremely high up on a ski lift, mm-hmm. and they're inadvertently left there overnight during a snowstorm, and it's genuinely an excellent film. Like, it's a film where it's like, this could have been nothing. This could have been like a B minus. I genuinely teared up at one point because I was like, yeah, this is a horrible situation, and it was just refreshing, I think, as someone who sees a lot of horror. I just like to see a new scenario. You know what I mean? So I would say rush out to your home and don't get up and just put on Frozen 2010.
And we should say that Ruined is your podcast where you and your co-host you're polar opposites when it comes to horror films. You love them. And she is a scaredy cat. So she kind of experiences them vicariously through you.
Exactly. And, I would say it's good if you're someone who reads the Wikipedia article because you cannot watch horror. I've met a lot of people who genuinely, it disrupts their sleep. They get terrible dreams and they just viscerally can't watch it. Or if you're someone who really likes horror and just wants to hear two people like retell one of your favorite movies in a funny way, please check out Ruined.
And I am horrified that I have called Allison. I thought her last name was pronounced Leiby. And I think I've said it in her presence many times, and she just doesn't, I guess she's overcorrecting people about it.
I wouldn't that doesn't reach the level of being horrified. I don't think you have to carry that with you. I think that happens to her a lot.
I think it does. Cause I mean, you were on the show together and I just kept calling her Leiby and she just lets it go, which is good for her, I say, cause that'd be annoying having to correct people all the time.
And my first name is Hallie. My last name is Kiefer. I would say people are about a 40% pronouncing both of them. So I like her. I'm like, hey, whatever. As long as you're in the ballpark, that's fine. Truly.
Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled that I got both your first and last name right.
Nailed it.
On her side, Allison's really a gimme. That's not one that's easy to mispronounce. But Frozen, that's an excellent suggestion. But now, because we have Free Guy and Frozen, Jesse, you have to recommend the movie that begins with F.
What?
No, you don't. You don't. Any
gotcha.
Movie.
As the father of a 4-year-old who loves Frozen, by the way, I'm delighted that there's the possibility that one could accidentally put on a horror movie about freezing to death.
Somebody's grandparent, probably.
That's part of the problem. That's yeah. what's scary about the Frozen that Hallie was talking about is those characters would die if they let it go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
worked in a movie theater in high school, and it was when Species was playing the first one with Natasha Henstridge or whatever. Uh-huh. And there was some, it was like kind of some movie was on its way out, like probably Pocahontas or something, some Disney animated thing. And so they were doing a thing where they were putting that on during the day and then using the same theater to play Species at night. And the projectionist was like a fuck up.
No.
And like a notorious fuck up. Like he would let, like, you know, he was always drunk, and he forgot to switch him. And I had to open the movie theater some summer morning. And then it just 7 minutes into a lazy at morning, like just the doors just flung open and 50 furious moms. Because, like, the opening scene of Species is her nude in a hot tub cutting a guy's head off.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, like, a whole bunch of kids went to go see whatever it was. And then we're like, oh, this must be another preview.
Oh, my God.
Sure enough, yeah. So, and, like, I had to deal with it because, you know, and I was, like, 16. Anyway, my movie recommendation is Old Henry. Have you seen it with Tim Blake Nelson? It's pretty new. It's a couple years old. But. Oh man, like, so I'm like a history dork, as you could tell by the book I wrote. But it is a kind of historical reimagining of what happened if Billy the Kid didn't die and was now like an older dude with a teenage son, and some bank robbers just show up on their property. And it's kind of like it's like Taken, but set in the Old West. It's really badass. So has anybody ever even heard of it? You know what I'm talking about?
No,
there was no recognition whatsoever when I mentioned
it. Sounds familiar. Do you know who directed it?
I don't, but Stephen Dorff is the bad guy. Yeah, it's probably a Gareth. Let's just assume.
Had to be. But
that's not a Hal Hartley, is it?
I'm not going to know it if you tell me who the director was. So, but
I was just taking a guess. But yeah, Tim Blake Nelson is a terrific character actor. Generally plays stupid Southern people or really smart Southern people. And he was like the singing cowboy in that Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, but, the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, is second Western. And but it's totally way different. It's like a pretty gritty like revenge movie sort of. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's set in the Old West. It's great.
Okay. I'm intrigued by it. I will definitely check it out. And you know, we don't need to say any like streamers it might be on, but these days it feels like, especially if you're willing to put up with commercials that just get jammed in random spots, you can, you know, dial up pretty much any movie on
it's pretty easy to find things. Just type in Old Henry. You'll find it. It's good.
Okay.
If you like Westerns especially, you'll dig it.
I mean, in general, I got to give all of you credit for giving very simple, easy to remember titles. Free Guy, Frozen, Old Henry, of course, Frozen. You got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Double
one?
Check.
You'll know you have the wrong Frozen. If it starts with 5 minutes of men singing about hauling blocks of ice. That movie Frozen has the dumbest, like most, like, it has nothing to do with anything that follows other than setting up that they live in a cold place.
I have never seen that Frozen. I've never seen the famous Frozen. I don't know why. I know the songs, obviously. I just haven't. So it's like this weird gap where I'm like, I trust you. I what a weird way to open a movie.
It's strange. They even cut it like they did, like a, you know, they do stage versions of Frozen at both at Disney Park and at Broadway, and they just freaking cut that whole number. It's just like a work song while guys are moving ice. It's weird.
How funny.
I hope that note gets to them.
It's not for you. Like, my daughter's pretty into that seat. She's fine with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
part,
she's
it gets
four.
Her pumped up for the fact that the movie is going to be fun soon.
And, yeah, well, but also, you know, it's like, she, whatever, she's grew up in California. She doesn't understand what cold is. So that is like a useful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, it really establishes that, like, oh, mm-hmm. I get that this is a cold place, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. No, those people that go to the theater are just going to be lost. They're going to be like, why is everybody acting like it's cold? That one character, the cold doesn't seem to bother her. Okay. So we got to go to a break, but we're going to be right back with some games. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we are back, and I've prepared a couple of games. One might be a little hastily prepared, but I wanted to pay tribute to a man who we lost yesterday. So for our first competition, in honor of the late Margaritaville singer, songwriter, restaurateur, let's play a game called Welcome to the Jimmy Buffet. That's where the tribute ends, because I will name a movie.
I'm emotional.
I was expecting a music cue. That's why I was.
I know. I really needed.
I was
that.
Waiting for that.
Yeah, we're low on production, but they got fun around here. I'll name a movie, and you tell me if it features on camera Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Stewart, or Jimmy Spader, aka James Spader. Okay. As far as I know, the three have never worked together, nor have any two of them worked together.
Interesting.
So I will name a movie. We'll go to Gareth first.
Sorry, who's the middle Jimmy? So it's Jimmy Fallon, James Stewart, Spader,
Jimmy Stewart.
Got it. Okay, right.
Yeah, pretend this is like a game show where I'll repeat your options every time it's your turn to go.
All right, I should assume that. Yeah.
All right, so I'll go to Gareth first. If he misses it, Hallie gets a guess. And if she misses it on this first one, Jesse would get the gimme point because there's only one option left. So somebody gets a point each round. So who gets there first? All right, Gareth, you ready?
Yes.
Fallon, Stewart, or Spader? The motion picture is called Endless Love.
Oh, God. It just feels like and I have no idea, but that's gotten me far. It just feels like around the Spader time, at his peak, a movie like that would exist. It's not a Fallon, could be a Stewart, but I'll say she's a Spader.
You're going Spader.
Going Spader.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Not only is it James Spader, but it was early enough in his career that he goes by in the credits Jimmy Spader.
Wow. It's a much different vibe.
I mean, he went James with, I'm pretty sure, like around, Pretty in Pink when he was already starting to play villains who are, 27, but still in high school somehow. he got roped into that.
Yeah.
Because he's the greatest. He's great. Anyway,
he's great.
I mean, two out of three of these actors are just two of the best ever.
Yeah, I mean, and let's say that Jimmy Stewart is pretty good too. But you're right, two of the three.
Let's go ahead and say that he had a couple of good ones.
He had a couple hits, but yeah, we got two fucking stars there.
I think in the third act of his career, he should go by Jimbo Spader.
Ooh,
might be good. Right, might be a good end. Yeah,
can't see why not.
That Blacklist show just ended or is going to end soon, so like he's ready for a new chapter. All right, so Hallie gets to go first on this next one.
Okay.
Spader, Stewart, or Fallon Okay. A motion picture called It All Came True.
That feels like an old timey title. So I definitely don't think it's a Fallon. It feels older than James Spader's oeuvre as well. So I'm going to say Jimmy Stewart.
It's incorrect.
Damn it.
I liked your reasoning, though.
I did,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Thank
Top-notch
you.
Top-notch reasoning. Jesse, what do you think?
It All Came True? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
I liked Hallie's reasoning too, because every title that's coming to mind about Jimmy Stewart has like a bunch of syllables. Yeah. You know?
You can guess like, Jimmy Stewart too. That's allowed, no, right?
Oh yeah, let's just keep going. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, because yeah.
I'm gonna
like,
try to force this.
I make mistakes sometimes, so you might want to double check.
I'll hold. If it comes to me, I'll hold the line.
All right, I'm gonna go Jimmy Fallon. He did a lot of forgettable movies.
That's also incorrect, I'm afraid. So
that's why I've never won this show.
Gareth really lucked out there. What is it, Gareth? What's the correct answer?
We're going to go back-to-back Spaders, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, back-to-back Spaders is never a bad idea. Double feature of any two Jimmy Spader movies, except for It All Came True, which is, I don't know what the hell that's about. I find with this game that a lot of actors have been in a lot of movies that none of us have heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how famous the actor, they're in things that you're like, what? I did not know anything about that. All right. So we're back to Hallie again. Let's get you on the board here.
Right.
With a movie called Shadow of Fear.
Ooh. God. Okay. Again, I don't feel like that's Jimmy Fallon, though I would love to see him in some sort of like erotic thriller or murder mystery. I would watch that. And I feel like this is going to be a trick where it's another Spader, but we just did two in a row. So using that logic, and also I guess I realize I only do know sort of the top line Jimmy Stewart movies, and he's been in so many, or was prior to his passing. I'm going to say Jimmy Stewart. I'm going to try again. I'm going to stick with Stewart.
Sorry.
God damn it. That's on me.
I mean,
that's
the teacher
me.
Must have given you extra credit for showing all your work.
That's all. Literally, I honest to God, that is pretty much how I got through school.
Yeah.
Wrong every time, but I showed you how I got there. And that's
you
all
walk them through it, and they think for a second that you might be right.
Right, exactly. And then they're like, wait a minute.
You had me convinced. Jesse, what do you think it is?
Shadow of Fear is a film where Jimmy Fallon plays a 9-year-old who's afraid of the dark.
Ooh.
And I know it seems like
so much breaking. So much breaking on set.
You two are just handing this to Gareth.
I was kidding. That was a joke. Now what I have to do is weigh against what I think it could possibly be versus a psychological analysis of you, Doug. Are you the kind of person who would do 3 James Spaders in a row? And I now think that you probably are. And so I'm going to go James Spader.
I think you're the kind of person that just heard me tell you that your first answer was incorrect.
But that was all right. We could whatever. We can throw that away. But I was whatever.
No,
I was,
that's all
I was,
right. That's
I was going
right.
for. I don't. The only Jimmy Fallon movie I know is the Queen Latifah Taxi movie. Anyway, So.
And you know that's funny. Most people don't know that that's the title that it's called, the Queen Latifah Taxi movie.
It's an absurd. It's called Taxi Driver, isn't it?
All right. Sure. Well, we'll put all the people that run the stats on these things will put a little asterisk next to it.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
You
I know
get, you do get a point there, that. Jesse, because I jumped the gun on you. All right, so we're back to Gareth. Gareth's going to just he can just sew up this whole thing right now.
Come on, leave the pressure on this.
Are you ready, Gareth?
I'm just going to say Fallon no matter what.
Okay.
Yeah, we should each take one, and then we all give the same answer every time.
Yeah, Doug, we're on strike.
That'll work. We don't want to have to. I'm not asking you to write answers. I'm asking you to say them. We're just dealing with facts here, nothing creative. Which one is it? Is it Spader, Stewart, or Fallon, who is in An American Tale, Fievel Goes West?
Oh, wow. Tough, because you could see an old Jimmy Stewart probably making the cut on this one. You know, playing some sort of old sewer rat who's like, well, you just got to dig deep, Fievel.
That was great.
Thank you. It's all I have.
Was that a clip from an actual movie?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't. I always have that movie queued up, just
Thank
so you
you.
Know, with or without this podcast.
I'm prepared.
Now do James Spader and Fievel Goes West.
You messed up, Fievel.
Westerns. I'm very familiar with this movie. Westerns are my favorite genre. So.
Boy, this is a tough one because I think you'd probably want to do a change up. Not to get too deep into your profile, I think you'd want to do the change up here because it would be smart. But it's also that I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about the change up. I guess I have to go with. I'll do Jimmy Stewart. Fuck it. Let's party.
That's right. Finally. Thank you.
Oh, good.
That is correct. You did it. You ran away with this thing, Gareth. That was crazy.
I want to look up what character. I remember that.
Yeah, I wonder what he
did, but I can't remember.
I really think that you were onto something with that. I really think his character is called like Old Wilbur, Old Rat, or Old.
The rat
something.
Is just like, Fievel, you got to dig deep.
And I think it's the last movie. It's his last movie that he ever did.
Which is the weirdest line in the movie. This is my last movie.
Wow. You got a whole movie waiting for you out there, Fievel.
I'm going south, Fievel.
He's like the opposite of the guy in Up. He's got like some sort of device that's dragging his home into the ground.
Help.
Not even an invisible rabbit can help you now, Jimmy. All right. Well, of course. You know, you sense there might be a switch there. You figured out that Jimmy Stewart could have been in that that cartoon. So, like, but I do want to just point out that I'm not above putting together a game where the answer is never change. It's always the same answer.
No, I think I've been a part of
I'll do it.
Something
I'll
close
do it.
To
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. That's great.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Totally.
Toes are on.
Yeah, because also the listeners know I'll do it. So they're, like, sitting there snickering because, the guests don't see it coming. But Gareth gets to go first in our next game, which could be helpful, might not be. We'll be back after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Gareth gets to go first in our final determining game today. It's a big game, and we've got the amount of time we need to play it. I played a game recently called IMDb because IMDb, and this one is called IMDb the sequel because we played it once already. So this is the second time we're playing it. As you all know, my initials are DB, Doug Benson, and I recently saw on Jeopardy they did a category IMDb where all of the answers, the people's initials were DB. So in this game, and I accused Ken Jennings of coming up with that because of me, and he claims he has nothing to do. He doesn't even, it's just a robot that hosts when he hosts. So in this game, I'll name two movies that have actress or actress, specific actor or actress whose initials are DB in it. I'm not saying you're necessarily the lead in it, but they're, you know, it's two movies this person is in. And there's no multiple choices on this one. We'll start again with Gareth, but then we flip the order around. So it's going to go Gareth, then Jesse, and then Hallie, then back to Gareth when, you know, if nobody gets it right. First player misses, like I said, moves to the second and then the third. And these are tough. So don't.
I cannot think of one. So I think that's probably bad.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, what
also
about this?
In panic mode right now about this.
Well, Jesse, let me ask you this. Is there a, have any historical or sports figures come to mind that have the initials DB?
You mean just actual people in history?
Yeah.
Daniel Boone comes to mind right away.
Sure. I think he did a little light acting work, didn't he?
I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, so you know, you're not totally DB blocked.
Yeah.
But now you just have to focus it on these are just going to be actresses, actors. You know, you want to use the umbrella term actors is the supposedly the proper term, but I feel like that puts people's brains to thinking it's just men, but it's, you know, actresses, actors. Here we go. Gareth, you're up first.
Okay.
The two films are Office Space and The Beverly Hillbillies.
Ooh, very good.
Who's the DB?
Who is the DB? Boy, I don't.
There's no negative points. There's nothing wrong about taking a guess.
How about there's no points for this one? Is that cool? I mean, should we just say, never mind. I don't know. No, I don't have an answer.
You give up?
I hate to use those words. I'd like to say I would love for the other contestants to have an opportunity is how I like to put it.
Right. That's fun. That's like you're sharing the
sharing
the stage.
Yes.
All right. I like that strategy. Jesse, you thought of anybody with the initials DB who would be in Office Space and The Beverly Hillbillies?
No. I was proud of myself for coming up with like at least four people who were in Office Space. And
try
then,
Daniel Boone.
Yeah, I don't think he's in Beverly Hillbillies, but that's the problem.
So, that's right, yeah.
I'm passing. I got other. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's a tough one. Let's see if Hallie can jump in with the correct answer.
Yeah, no way in hell is that going to happen. So I'm going to say D.B. Cooper and assume before he jumped out of that plane, maybe he was in both of these films.
I also love that that would make him a DC.
Well, but
feels like it might not be right.
There are initials DB in his name, so I think we should count it. And I think you're trying to trick us that it is DB Cooper.
Nice.
Here's a list. I got a list of reasons the answer is not DB Cooper.
Okay.
it's just not DB Cooper because, you know, he disappeared before that. He shot at a film career.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That makes sense.
But you know what? There's no, I mean, if you're into conspiracies, he could be out there somewhere acting under a pseudonym. And it could
Jimmy
also
Fallon.
Be the same initial TB. Yeah.
Well, it's absurd. It's that was a pseudonym. Like, it's absurd to think he would have booked the airplane with his actual, right? It probably was.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Or his real initials. It's Dave Booper.
Yeah, because they do like to give away a little bit. They like to give some sort of clue, but they also can't say it.
DC Booper?
DC Booper. We busted it, DB.
I'm changing my
guess. We got your number, DB.
All of DC Booper's relatives like don't put it together. It's like he's like a parachutist and everything.
Yeah.
He was away that weekend.
Well, Jesse, that could be the name you stay in hotels under now.
Yeah, from now on. Yep.
Yeah, Doug, I'm gonna say it's DC Booper.
Nice.
Final answer.
I never reached the giving them having them referred to you by a fake name in a hotel level. You know, I never felt like a safer approach would be to not tell people what hotel I'm staying in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That whole fake
strategy.
A lot of effort.
But I think the idea is they're calling every hotel in the area when you're performing, which even as I say it out loud, you know, I think if they put in that much work, let them have it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's I had a few people really get through at a hotel I was in. I'm like, well, you know, you did the groundwork. You did the recon on this because you figured it out. One time we came back to the hotel and there's a guy just sitting out in front of the hotel waiting. And we came back really late after a show. And there's this guy like, hey, yeah, I just wanted to meet you. I was like, what? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're at like an airport hotel at 2 a.m. Okay, so I got to reveal the name still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Diedrich Bader.
Oh, my God.
I
did not know he was in, I guess I don't know his film oeuvre well enough.
Right? He's Lawrence, whatever that is, in Office Space, but then he's Jethro in Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, well, I'd like to tell everybody this is going to get easier, but
I'm
not here to lie to y'all.
Yeah, no, thank you for not. Thank you for being honest.
But let's see what happens on this next one, starting with Gareth once again. Gareth, the two movies this DB are in are called Happiness and Trick or Treat.
That's crazy.
Oh, fuck.
I might end up going with Diedrich Bader, honestly.
Right, that could happen. I now that you mention it, next time we play this game, I'll do that. It's not going to happen this time.
But that is a funny thing. Could be more Benson Mind games going on. Oh boy,
I like that idea. I like what you're thinking.
It just wants people feel relief. Boy, I mean, I have. Yeah, I will. I'll save us some time.
Thank you.
I will say that I'd like to give the other contestants an opportunity to win this round.
Okay. The next contestant that gets a shot at it is Jesse.
Fuck. Fuck this alphabetical system.
I don't think Jesse knows, is my gut.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't even know what Trick or Treat is. It made me think that it was the Adam Sandler movie, but that's not that. So
no, he hasn't made a movie called that.
No.
You're thinking of like Hotel Transylvania?
I think I'm thinking of Hoobie Halloween or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie. I thought that was so funny. Trick or Treat is like a Halloween anthology horror movie where
it's an actual horror movie
together. It has Anna Paquin. Like I feel like I know everything.
Whoa.
No, I'll wait till my turn, but...
Go ahead. I mean, it sounds like you're on a roll here. Go ahead. Like, just list the cast.
The problem is,
we'll get to the
bottom
of it.
I can picture this actor, but I don't know his name. So it is a man, is a white man, who I would say both Happiness and Trick or Treat, he is so normal that it becomes perturbing. And in both movies, he plays like someone where it's like, the most normal man with a terrible secret. But like he's a white man with brown hair. God, like there's nothing. He's kind of a fuller. She has like a kind of a fuller lip. Like I feel like he.
Know who you're talking
you
about.
Know what I'm talking about.
No clue what his name is, but yeah.
Yes. And I'm like everyone's like it. Anna Paquin's in Trick or Treat. God. Well, now I'm like can't remember what to say. The dad from Succession, whose name is escaping me. Like it has a ton of stars, and this guy is like a character actor who always plays that exact role. And I could not tell you. I'm going to say David. There's no, I mean, like, I got nothing. I can picture him. I know that he's in both those movies. I'm so sorry. I don't know his
I
name.
Love it if you just guessed a D name and a B last, a D first name and a B last name and then actually got it. That'd be so fun.
Okay, I'm going to guess David. I don't know. What's a B last name? David Butterfield.
Nice.
Very common B last name, but unfortunately, I mean, I was so excited that I figured.
Yeah, damn it.
You'd know about Trick or Treat and the actor's name is Dylan Baker.
Okay, well, I was pretty darn close. Okay, yeah. With David Butterfield. He's great. Yeah. He's
terrific.
Great in that movie.
He's such
yeah,
a
he
good
really
actor.
Is.
Yeah, he's great.
He's insanely creepy in Happiness. That movie in general is pretty creepy. Okay, so I think everybody's getting the hang of this.
Yep.
Yeah, we're nailing
now
it.
Now let's play one, Doug.
I think you got this. Yeah, Gareth. Here we go. Are you ready, Gareth?
Yep.
Okay, the two films are The Beach Party at the Threshold of Hell.
Oh, yeah.
And Vegas Vampires.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, let's move this along. You have 10 seconds.
Oh, Doug, stop it.
Need
30.
Two.
I am going. The name David Boreanaz popped in my head as a
yes,
DB.
Hell yeah.
So I'm just going to toss it out there and walk away.
Great.
See, that's what I was hoping for, is that there'd just be some wild stabs. Like, just think of any DB.
Excellent work.
Yeah.
You never know. But that one's not the right DB in this case. Do you have any other DBs, Jesse?
David Hyde Pierce.
Okay.
I'm like, I can easily come up with actors whose first name starts with D.
Yeah.
But then I'm losing it. Like,
well,
I don't even have a DB in the chamber.
All right. Hallie, do you
other than Doug Benson?
Yeah.
I know. I literally
that's the thing is you're just stuck on my name in your
yeah,
head.
I absolutely yeah. can't really think of your name. I'm gonna say a little after name by the name of DC Booper. I'm gonna say
so good. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's incredible.
It's gotta be him.
It's gotta be.
He's two. That
gave me another idea. I could name. Sometime I'll do two obscure movies that I'm in. That'd
yes,
be a twist.
Totally.
That'd be a fun twist.
Yeah.
Did everybody guess? Oh, DC Booper is not the right answer.
Oh fuck!
Damn it!
It's he's a member of a very distinguished acting family, but seriously, those are the two of the most interesting titles from his film acting career. It's Daniel Baldwin.
Oh, that is a guy whose name is TV.
I don't think I knew there was a Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah, you should stay like that.
Works in TV where whenever they need a fat, greasy guy.
He's most known for being on one of those countdown shows where he's like, yeah, I remember when that guy held that liquor store up.
And I think I might have been that guy. All right.
Actually, seeing the footage, that was me.
That was me. Looking good. Okay, Gareth, you better get this one.
Oh, come on.
No pressure, but you better.
Doug.
Sorry. Rush and Inglourious Basterds.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Oof.
Oof.
It's as easy as this is going to get. unfortunately.
Yeah, I do know it, but I'm getting a very important phone call.
Okay, oh, no. Go ahead and take that call.
No. I want to say it, but yeah. I do have to snag this. So I'll do this call on mute. And
okay.
Why don't we let it run around the room?
Okay. Jesse?
Doug, you're not going to believe this. I know this one. It's Daniel Brühl.
That is correct.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I mean, I'm on the phone.
He's a German guy. He's a German actor. Daniel Brühl.
Oh, your call's done already, Gareth?
Yeah. It's all, we wrapped it up. It was a pretty big deal, but it's wrapped up.
Great.
But did Jesse get it? Did anyone?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
That's awesome, dude. Congrats.
I'm way prouder of myself than I should be.
you said the name, it was Daniel Bruce or what? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Daniel Bruce.
Yep. Hell of a guy, maybe.
Yeah, no, he's got an umlaut.
Danny Bubbles.
He's got an umlaut over the U.
Okay.
Brühl. And but he's a terrific actor. If you could see him in anything, like he's showed up in some of the Avengers movies and TV shows, and I think he's great. He plays a chef in this movie called Burnt with Bradley Cooper.
The Alienist TV show.
I
love TV shows, but he's really good in that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. I'd hoped that this would happen, that someone would get a point on the board, and it did. And that person is Jesse Joyce. Congratulations, you win.
Thanks,
today.
Man. Yay. Very surprised.
this is good. We'll do a double push for your book if you can come back again next weekend, next Sunday.
Sure. I'd love to. This is a blast.
All right. I'll put you down for a maybe. And go ahead.
Wait,
and,
are you backing out?
I think Doug just uncommitted.
Listen, I'm just going to sit here.
Sure,
I'm
just that there's room.
I'm just going to be sitting in a Zoom room by myself next Sunday. Just like, well, I'll be here at some point.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I already know who your competition is going to be. And let me just say what happened today. I do not expect a repeat. So tell me. I'm just joking. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when you're going to pull out a Daniel Brühl.
Yeah.
I can't know that ahead of time. So, Jesse, let's talk about the book one more time. Just tell everybody what it's called and how they can get it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's Killing the Guys Who Killed the Guy Who Killed Lincoln, a nutty story about Edwin Booth and Boston Corbett. And it's available on Scribd. You go to try.scribd.com/Jesse Joyce. And it's a really funny, historically mostly accurate book about the guy who killed John Wilkes Booth and cut his balls off with a pair of scissors and held the entire Kansas State House hostage. He's an interesting character. And
I wanted to ask, now, did he castrate himself before or after the business with Booth? I wanted to
before,
know the timeline.
Before. Like he which I think made it easier for him to like ride on horseback for 12 days to chase down Booth.
I don't know. But, that seems like it'd be much more uncomfortable. But I've never experienced it. So who's
well,
say?
It was years later, so it had healed up.
I'll tell you from experience.
It wasn't right.
I'll tell you from experience, it is better without.
Oh, great.
Even right after.
I take it back. Take it back.
Yep. But he got propositioned by prostitutes on the street one time and he got really horny. And then he went back to his apartment and he read the Bible, the part about how, like, if your eye offends you, you cut it out, or if your hand's making you stray from God, you should cut it off. And so he was like, I'm too horny. And then he just grabbed some scissors, he cut his balls off. And then he just, like, went about his day. Like, he didn't even go to the hospital. Like, he, like, just made dinner and then just went to church. And then at church, people were like, hey, man, your dick is kind of bleeding a lot. And then they took him to the hospital. So he almost died. But yeah. Fascinating, weird guy.
Boy, I would say humanity's relationship with sex is not good, is sort of what I'm taking from this.
No. You haven't read the Bible properly. Hallie, you got to read the Bible.
Fascinating. I'll get on it.
Quick, fascinating connection. Edwin Booth had a lot of gonorrhea, right? And a lot of it. Yeah. In fact, he gave it to his wife that killed her. Yeah, I guess in the 19th century, it was like a badge of honor if you had gonorrhea as a dude, because it meant that you fucked a lot or whatever, right?
He probably subscribed to Gonorrhea Plus.
Yeah. So, the way they used to treat it is they would put your dick on a table and then they would smash it with a giant book.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And the biggest book, exactly, the biggest book they used to have was the Bible. So, both of these dudes have had their penises disfigured by the Bible. It's a fascinating connection.
Again, I would say, if anything, based on, I was raised Catholic, so I think that is what God wants you to do with it. It's like a lot of what they're all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's real hoot. But I'd appreciate it to check it out. So thanks for letting me plug it too.
Wow.
Yeah. And we'll, we'll mention it again next time. But for now, we got to let the other guests plug some stuff, starting with Hallie Kiefer.
Thank you so much for having me. Again, if you like horror movies and can't watch them, or you love horror movies and you'd like to hear two goofy gals talk about them, the podcast is Ruined with me and my co-host Allison Livey, and you can find us online. We find our podcast wherever podcasts are sold, and then you can follow us on all social media at Ruined Podcast.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And I gotta check out the podcast. What's the frequency of, like, it comes out once a week?
Yes, once a week. And then if you want to join the Patreon, you get two extra episodes a month.
What was the last movie you talked about?
We just recorded Frozen, and then a delightfully nasty little number called The Dentist from 1996, and that was directed by Brad Usna, who did Society. So it's if you like dental horror, congratulations. September is going to be your month for Ruined Podcast.
I do not like dental horror. I don't even. Yeah, that's a rough one. Even dental drama, like, that scene in Marathon Man where Dustin Hoffman gets tortured.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Thank you, Hallie. Gareth Reynolds, what do you got to plug, dude?
Doug, dental horror is an alternative name for England, which is where I'm from and where I'll be touring later this month. I'll be all over the United Kingdom and Ireland from September 14th to the 20th or September 13th through the 24th. You can go to GarethReynolds.com for those. I have a podcast called The Dollop, and then I have a new podcast called We're Here to Help with Jake Johnson and me. Gareth, whatever my last name is.
Okay, like I just fixed it. Here's how you say it. I have a new podcast. Yeah. It's called Jake Johnson's We're Here to Help.
That's great. Okay, I have a new podcast. It's Jake Johnson's We're Here to Help, and I'm on some of the episodes accidentally.
I really do love that guy, by the way.
He's awesome.
I'm glad that they stars revived Minx because he's great on that.
Yep.
And sorry, I didn't mean to promote a thing. But anyway,
well, if you're allowed to promote stuff too, if you want to promote Minx, Doug, you're more than welcome.
Well, the idea is we want lots of people to still watch stuff so that the studios understand that it's popular. But we also
Minx is a great show.
Help promote it at the same. It's weird. It's a weird. But yeah, I guess if you're just talking about shows you're not in, you're not really promoting. But you know. Also, there's this fine line, you know, where like influencers are also not supposed to get into it. I've got some things to plug. Sunday, September 10th, the Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter in LA. We had such a good time at the last one that I think we're going to try to keep doing them more regularly. This one's got Sarah Silverman, and then Douglas Movies celebrates. Hang on. I'm allergic to plugs. I cannot get through them without sneezing. Douglas Movie celebrates 17 years with this show at Dynasty Typewriter on Saturday, September 16th at 4:20. That's confusing that it's our 17th anniversary, but we're doing it on the 16th. But, you know, you just can't make these things align completely sometimes. Kate McCucci and Ryan Posehn are going to be there. But thank you again to my guests today, Jesse Joyce, Hallie Kiefer, and Gareth Reynolds. And I close every show with the last line from a movie. So I thought the appropriate one for today would be the last line from the movie Cocktail, another sidelong reference to Jimmy Buffett. And that line is, "Bar is open."
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room